Yo, yo, Peel's Clinton back with the Peel's Clinton Diaries. I know it's been a minute, you know what I'm saying, but we back. We reporting today up in the office of Helena Troy, you know what I'm saying. I ain't no longer at PFS Web, had to make a change, had to, you know, get my money right, had to do something different. But yeah, we still in the flow. We still here. And today I just want to talk about a little few things that I've been seeing going on lately. And see what's been going on with y'all out there. You know what I'm saying? I'm back. You know, I hadn't talked to y'all in a little while, yo. You know? And it's time for us to get back to, you know what I'm saying, to what we usually do, how we do it. But today I want to talk about these attitude-having females. And most of them, I hate to say it, being black, they had this attitude like we owe them something. And like they don't have to earn our love, trust, and respect. As if we supposed to just give it to them off the muscle, off the top. And that's just not how that's going. You know, I got one female. I sent her out, I asked her to go get me something to eat one day, not too long ago. And you know, since she was gone, I went on and bought her lunch too. And now she just got into the mode to where every time she see me, she's just asking, am I buying lunch? No, this ain't that. That ain't even why we doing what we doing. That ain't even why I even bought you lunch. I only bought you lunch because I couldn't leave and you was going somewhere. So, you know what I'm saying? I'm like, damn, what's up with that? But they, you know, that's how they doing right now. You know, that's how they doing. So I can't be mad. I can't say too much of, you know. But she get used to it, and that's what I mean about females. They don't offer. Black females don't. I like this little Latina girl. My she came. She told me to. The next time I go get some coffee, to bring her some coffee, right? Well, I brought her some coffee. She come with a whole cheesecake. Give her favorite cheesecakes. Good as hell. I'm talking about every last slice was good as hell. So I'm sitting up in there eating cheesecake. But my point is, she thought about me. You know what I'm saying? And not only wanted she wants, she wants some. So, you know, I don't sweat females. I don't sweat that shit like that, but I'm just getting kind of tired of that type of shit. You know what I'm saying? You ain't that type of nigga until they want something. You still ain't that type of nigga, but you that type of nigga they want after something. That's why I just have to go and start cutting them off now. I mean, really, really no holds barred. Really cut them off type shit. Because they not getting it. And they definitely are not getting it. So, that's how this introduction is today about this old shit. Another thing I want to talk about is just overall how shit been going in general. It's still a lot of racist shit going on out there, but and I see shit trying to get better a little bit too. You know, I can kind of see shit getting a little better. I can see it, you know, but still ain't like it supposed to be. Still ain't good enough, but it's getting better. But like I said, I ain't got no problem with it because I like white people, Mexicans and Latinos and all Caucasians. I like all these people, you know, Asians and shit. I like them. It's the black people that do me in the most. You know what I'm saying? It's us. It's us I had a problem with. So, you know, I don't know what to say. Every girl of dark skin, girl, black girl, it's just some kind of attitude they have all the time with stuff. They just all the time have some kind of attitude. And it's just getting sickening. That's all. It's just getting sickening, and a nigga don't want to hear that. Nigga getting tired of hearing that. That's all. I'm niggas just getting tired of hearing that shit. So, I'm just gonna sit back and relax, chill and meditate. Hopefully one of them, you know what I'm saying, come see me. You know, here come one of these crazy ones now coming through. You gotta speak. You know, what's going on with you? Oh, I don't get up with the head nod. See what I'm saying? Say something to the black girl, you get the head nod. You don't get no hello, you don't get no how you doing, none of that. So you just get a head nod and they just keep going. Told you, man, I was complaining about everything, especially when they don't get it exactly when they want it, how they want it. It ain't never right. A nigga just don't want to hear that shit all the time, man. So I'm thinking about this, totally switching up race for real. Being cool, now I ain't saying I don't like black women for being cool. I can kick it with them, I'm cool with them, and all that. We can even go out and chill. But relationship-wise, I just can't do it. I just, for one thing, now they not even supportive enough of nothing. You can have a job, it's not enough. They're quicker to take care of a nigga that's in jail than a nigga that's got a job. And that's sad to say, but it's true as hell. These females will take care of a nigga quicker in jail than that nigga, a motherfucker who ain't got a job. Yeah, I'm yawning like a motherfucker, man, because I've been been at work every day. I'm at work now, as a matter of fact. I had to set up a little thing so I could start my podcast back. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to Spotify, Anchor, you know what I'm saying? Google Play, all that, man. I'm everywhere. We nationwide now. So I want to send a shout out to all of them. Send a shout out to Heather and Troy, you know what I'm saying, for giving us our raise that they said they was going to do. Make life a little easier, you know. But you know what, first, but the main thing, shout out to the man upstairs, man. You know what I'm saying? Without him, would none of this be possible. None of this would be possible without him. You know what I'm saying? Even the times I'm tired and don't want to be at work, it still wouldn't be possible for me to be tired and not at work if it weren't for the man up there. You know what I'm saying? So I got to give him thanks. I got to put me in a better position than everything, so I can't complain. I be tired a little bit, you know what I'm saying, but overall I can't complain. I'm not gonna complain. So as long as I can get to where I can get to every day and do what I need to do, I'm not gonna complain about that. But yeah, I just want to let everybody know your boy's back, yo. I'm back. We gonna get back on some more of this new talk. This new shit that we got going. Thinking about putting out my last EP. Thinking about doing one more. So I don't know. We'll talk about it some more episodes. We'll see what's up. But I just had to let everybody know I'm back. We back up and running, yo. We're gonna do this thing like we always do it. Shout out to New York, Rochester, New York. I miss you all. And I'll see y'all later. Peace.